Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 16th. According to a new study, the Tesla Model 3 retains almost 90% of its value over 3 years, which is 5 times better than any other electric vehicle. Earlier this year, we reported on an iCars.com study showing that the Model 3 has very little depreciation over the first year. And now in the new study, they have analyzed more data and are looking at the value over 3 years, since it's a popular timeline for used cars and vehicles coming off their lease. They came to a conclusion that the average vehicle depreciates 39.1% after the average car lease is up. For electric vehicle, the average depreciation is 59.2%. And the study shows that the Tesla Model 3 specifically depreciates at 10.2% during the same time. They wrote about it saying, quote, "The Tesla Model 3 is the vehicle with the lowest depreciation overall, depreciating more than 5 times less than the average for the segment." Now, to be fair, the look at the 3-year depreciation due at off-lease vehicles doesn't really apply in the same way to a Tesla Model 3. The vehicles have been in production since 2017, but Tesla only started offering leases for the Model 3 in April of 2019. This means that the first Model 3 vehicles, which will be done with their leases, will begin in April of 2022. So we await those results as well. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's Twitter account, which is his preferred method of public communication, has been hacked. The hack was part of a massive global cryptocurrency scam that took over many different accounts of public figures. The tweets, which were usually promptly deleted, called for readers to send Elon cryptocurrency, and the scam was to repay in double. Of course, that was never going to happen. Twitter responded to the incident saying, quote, "We are aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter. We are investigating and taking steps to fix it. We will update everyone shortly." Other accounts that were hacked were Bill Gates, Joe Biden, Kim Kardashian, Jeff Bezos, Barack Obama, Mike Bloomberg, Kanye West, and me, Mikey_Electrek. No, that's not true. I just wanted to sound really important. The Science Channel got access to Tesla's Gigafactory Nevada for their new show, Superfactories, giving us a rare look inside the plant. Tesla Gigafactory Nevada was the first major step in Tesla's effort to secure battery cell supply for its ambitious growth. The automaker partnered with Panasonic to deploy new battery cell production capacity at the facility, and Tesla used those cells to build battery packs for vehicles and energy storage products. We haven't had a good look inside the plant for years, but in Superfactory's first episode last night, they visited Gigafactory Nevada. In the segment, they state that the factory produces 13 million individual cells per day. And there isn't much new to learn from those who are familiar with the project, but there is some pretty good footage. That's about it. Based on registration data, Tesla's sales in California, the automaker's biggest market in the U.S., was unsurprisingly near half during the second quarter. Earlier this month, Tesla reported total deliveries of just over 90,000 cars globally in the second quarter, which was down about 5% over last year, and in comparison, the rest of the auto market was down more than 30%. Tesla's Fremont factory, which produces the majority of its vehicles, was shut down for a month during the same quarter, and Tesla's stock fell more than 4% in pre-market trading after this report came out. Tesla is looking for new locations in order to expand its service capability in several markets. Last year, Tesla made several statements about expanding service after CEO Elon Musk admitted a foolish oversight of Tesla's service coverage, and they plan to open many more service centers around the world. Tesla President Jerome Gillen took to LinkedIn to seek immediate available spaces in at least 6 markets to open new service centers. Quote, "Tesla continues to grow its service presence. Some exciting openings coming up in the coming weeks. Still looking for suitable spaces in Los Gatos or Campbell, South Atlanta, Glendale or Northwest Phoenix, Naples, and Puerto Rico. If you know some space immediately available, please contact me." Now, the automaker is not only expanding its service center locations in order to address the issue, but they're also expanding its fleet of mobile service vehicles and technicians. Tesla has sent an email to employees claiming that fewer than 10 have tested positive for COVID-19 due to transmission at work. But that's just what the company can confirm. Yesterday, Electrek reported on the current status of COVID-19 cases at Tesla based on internal data from the company. In the article, we reported that Tesla's own data showed that over 130 employees or contractors have tested positive for COVID-19, and hundreds more are awaiting the results. We also shared Tesla's data showing that they believe over 1,500 employees have been exposed to the virus. In the new email obtained by Electrek, Tesla's Vice President of Environmental Safety and Health, Laurel Shelby, wrote, quote, "I want to provide you with an update on our health and safety efforts related to COVID-19. Contrary to the inaccurate reports you may have read, Tesla has had very few positive COVID-19 workplace transmission cases, less than 10 globally since January, because of the robust precautions in place." Now, the executive is specifically talking about confirmed cases where they can trace the source of the transmission back to work at Tesla. In Electrek's article, it does specify the same thing, saying, quote, "The data seems to indicate that most affected employees have been identified as such for having direct contact outside of work, though most cases are still unspecified." Now, in the new email, Shelby did share that Tesla believes that no employee is in serious condition anywhere in the world due to COVID-19, and this is very good news indeed. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Portugal has ended its coal burning 2 years ahead of schedule. Portuguese energy utility, EDP, announced the closure of its Sines coal power plant, which emitted 13.5% of all carbon dioxide in Portugal. It's the third European country to close its coal plants early in the year of 2020, after Austria and Sweden. On January 9th, President Donald Trump announced that there would be an overhaul of the U.S. landmark environmental law, the National Environmental Policy Act. And yesterday, he finalized the rollback of the act. It has been in place for 50 years and is considered a bedrock of environmental regulation. It requires federal agencies to assess the environmental effects of their proposed actions prior to making decisions. The German city of Wuppertal partnered with Köln in 2018 to order 40 hydrogen-powered buses made by a Belgian manufacturer, Van Hool NV. Köln is running 30 of them, and the remaining 10 will soon be on the road in Wuppertal. It's thought to be the largest order for hydrogen buses in Europe. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the recently announced dust-off electric motorcycle is taking a new approach compared to the rest of the motorcycle designs. Instead of picking a single niche, it's hoping to become a platform for building a wide range of off-road and street-legal electric motorcycles. The dust-off platform is designed to be simple and minimalist to allow riders as well as designers to make modifications for different types of riding. The first units will be intended for off-road use before switching to street-legal electric motorcycles. The dust-off electric motorcycle is currently still in prototyping form and undergoing rigorous testing to vet design and performance. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.